The Arabian Nights Children's Collection, Aladdin and the Magic Lamp. Folktale, adapted by Kelly Jones. Read by Vanessa Labrie. Long ago, in the ancient lands of Arabia, there lived a brave woman called Scheherazade. When the country's sultan went mad, Scheherazade used her cleverness and creativity to save many lives, including her own. She did this over 1,001 nights by telling the sultan stories of adventure, danger, and enchantment. This is just one of them. Chapter 1. In a rich province of China where paper lanterns glowed, there lived a poor couple named Mustafa and Ching, who had a son named Aladdin. While his parents worked hard to feed their family, Aladdin played on the crowded dirt streets and occasionally even the tiled rooftops around their home. He grew up wild and lazy and ignored all efforts to change his ways. When the time came for Aladdin to join his parents' trade as a tailor, he refused to learn one end of a needle from the other. No promises of reward or threats of punishment could change him. And even when Mustafa died and Ching was left alone to support them, Aladdin did not mend his ways, nor any clothing. Instead, Aladdin continued to play with the other idle boys outside their dark, rickety wooden houses. There, one day, a stranger asked Aladdin his age, and if he was the son of Mustafa the tailor.
"I am, sir," replied Aladdin, "but he died a while ago. Now it is just me and my mother."
At this, the stranger hugged and kissed Aladdin, saying,
"I am your uncle, and you look just like my brother. Go to your mother and tell her I am coming."
Aladdin ran home and told his mother about his newfound uncle.
"It is true," Ching said. "Your father did have a brother, but I thought he had died before your father and I met."
Still, Ching prepared dinner with what little they had. But when she told Aladdin to fetch his uncle, the man came laden with food and drink. He kissed the place at their low table where Mustafa used to sit, and he explained to Ching why they had never had the chance to meet. It was because he had been abroad for years.
"Abroad where?" Aladdin asked.
"Everywhere," replied the man. "You cannot name a place I have not been. But I spent most of my time in Africa."
In fact, the man was from the Maghreb region in North Africa. But he did not say this. To do so would be admitting that he was no more related to the late Mustafa, who had come from India, than to any other person in China. Over dinner, the man told stories of his travels that held even Aladdin's short attention. At 15 years old, the boy had barely gone beyond the streets where he played. Now he began to wonder about the world at large and his place in it. Eventually, the man turned to Aladdin and asked what he did for a living. At this question, the boy hung his head in shame. His mother, meanwhile, burst into tears.
"Nothing," she wept. "He does nothing but play with his friends. I am at my wits' end."
Hearing that Aladdin was too lazy to learn a trade, the man offered to rent a shop for him and stock it with goods to sell.
"That way, half the work will be done,"
the man laughed.
"And perhaps you will enjoy life as a merchant more than life as a tailor."
All Aladdin knew was that merchants were often rich, so he agreed.